This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for February 2nd, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. I'm a bit confused by the whole silver squeeze thing, and it has brought out futures market experts like Cameron Winklevoss. Winklevoss, co-founder of the cryptocurrency firm Gemini, said on Twitter that, quote, the ramifications of a hashtag silver squeeze cannot be underestimated if it's exposed that there are more paper claims on silver than actual silver. Not only would the payoff be enormous, but gold would be next. Hashtag Bitcoin fixes this. He's right about the ramifications. There could be plenty of them, but probably not the ones he is thinking about. It has been exposed by the silver and gold proponents for many years that there are or have been more paper claims on silver than actual silver. Exposure is not enough, and the silver market is not some out-of-favor retailer stock expected to go bankrupt by a bunch of hedge funds who can't do a head count. We have seen retail traders flood the metals markets before to the point they cause systemic failure. Back in late 1999, a bunch of Y2K end-of-the-world types were following a Y2K market guru, and they were all told to buy $1,000 strike price gold calls. Gold was rallying in November, and I remember a radio announcer saying as I drove into Chicago one morning that if the rally continued, the gold market could reach $1,000 by the end of the year. It took something like 23 seconds for the gold market that morning to hit the $1,000 level. The retail traders flooded the market with orders to capture their profits, either through selling their options or selling futures against them. However, in New York, the TOPS printers went down at the COMEX and orders had to be routed to the NYBOT and run down the street. The result was absolute chaos that saw market orders come back unable. It took days to find out what should have been known on day one and before the open of day two. There was never a better example of why electronic trading was needed. The markets could not handle the growth the industry had seen and process the amount of customer paper that was being injected into the trading pits. In 2004, the Chicago Board of Trade would launch their electronic metals contracts to finally push those markets into a more efficient platform. The epic battle between the COMEX and open outcry and the CBOT and electronic trading, popularly chronicled here, would be cut short by the CME's buying of the CBOT and then selling the metals complex to NYSE Euronext. Today, they are part of ICE, and COMEX is all electronic. The silver spike even caused the acting chairman of the CFTC, Rostron Benham, to comment on the trading in silver markets. Speaking of COMEX, a group of former COMEX and NYMEX floor brokers and traders who had been meeting in Boca Raton for lunch every year during the FIA Boca Conference has decided not to meet in person this year. In 2019, they had 55 people at the lunch, including me. In 2020, they had 44, and this year, the late George Garrow will not be there to join this gathering of open outcry brothers. NASDAQ has agreed to sell its U.S. fixed income business to Tradeweb Markets. So long, eSpeed. Here are some highlights from the CME Group's January volume report. Equity Index Average Daily Volume, or ADV, grew 31% from January 2020, and CME saw record ADV of 189,000 in micro e-mini Russell 2000 futures. Overall, Micro E-mini Equity Index Futures ADV was 2.3 million contracts. The Micro E-mini Futures and Options represented 41% of overall Equity Index ADV during January 2020. Over on the agricultural side, Ag Futures and Options ADV rose 36% from January 2020, including 89% agricultural ADV growth. The corn options ADV grew 159% from January 2020, and soybean options ADV grew 147% from January 2020. If you're looking for even more news, check out my Twitter feed. There have been no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. In a world where the retail trader is in the driver's seat, it stands to reason the exchanges, including CBOE Global Markets and CME Group, Inc., would expand their mini and micro contract offerings. On Monday, CBOE announced plans to launch mini Russell 2000 index options on March 1, pending regulatory approval. This will be its third mini contract. The other two are mini VIX futures and mini S&P 500 index options. CBOE spokesman said the exchange aims to appeal to, quote, sophisticated retail traders, not amateurs. Mini Russell index options are one-tenth the size of the standard Russell 2000 index option contracts and provide exposure to the U.S. small cap equity sector. More details are available in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from today's first read section of JLN. Quantitative Brokers announces global expansion plans and the next evolution of algorithmic trading. Quantitative Brokers, a global provider of advanced execution algorithms and data-driven analytics for global futures and interest rate markets, plans to hire 20 new full-time employees in 2021. Employees will be based around the globe with particular focus on data analytics and product engineering, which will further enhance execution performance and analysis. My comment, nice to have those Deutsche Börse bucks behind you. Here is a press release from ISDA, Episode 7, Brexit, Moving to Strategic Rivalry. What has the end of the Brexit transition period meant for derivatives markets? And how will the priorities of EU and UK regulators shift now that Brexit is finally done? Are the EU and UK entering into a new era of strategic rivalry in financial services? Don Ricketts, head of financial services at Fleshman Hilliards, gives his thoughts. My comments, this is Don Ricketts, not Don Rickles. Rickles would have been funnier. Here is a story from Bloomberg. Mahomes-Brady shootout could signal roaring returns for S&P 500. Super Bowl features high-scoring offices led by former MVPs. Market has outperformed when at least 46 points are scored. Sunday Super Bowl between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is expected to feature fireworks from two of the NFL's top offenses. And as long as it does, history says that bodes well for U.S. stock investors. If you are long stocks, vote for a shootout. My comment, I love prediction based on quality historical research. Here's a story from National Geographic. Florida could see sea turtle baby boom thanks to pandemic. During Florida's nesting season, which runs from March through October, the sands are normally awash with humans. This year, the coronavirus pandemic severely curtailed travel and required some state jurisdictions to close their beaches for weeks. While this was a bust for sun worshippers, it may have been a boon to sea turtles. But 2020 has also been unprecedented in terms of the number of hurricanes battering the southeastern U.S. As this nesting season comes to a close, researchers share some initial findings and tips on how travelers, even grounded ones, can help protect sea turtles. My comment, the natural predator of sea turtles is the sun worshiper. Here's a story from the BBC. COVID. Insane success of goat zooms net Rosendale farm 50,000 pounds. A farmer who was half kidding when she suggested hiring out her goats for Zoom meetings during lockdown has said making 50,000 pounds show it was no joke. Dot McCarthy of Rosendale in Lancashire said that the number of people paying for show goat Lola and other to butt in on calls had been insane. Kids in a Zoom meeting is not unusual, except when they're goats. Here are your top three most read stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was why the GameStop stock frenzy is likely to end in financial crisis, an opinion piece from the South China Morning Post. Second was Bloomberg's what's the DTCC and how did it stop GameStop mania? Third was Citadel's Griffin, now at the center of Reddit-fueled conspiracy theories from Crane Chicago Business. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site now has 199,255,703 pages viewed, with 25,278 pages and 229,865 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.